Stop number 7. It is a fairly long drive to the next stop, mostly through agricultural fields. On the right side of the agricultural field will give way to a wooded area, which will give way to a prairie. Drive toward a copse of trees at the right edge of the road, and you will be able to see Jackpot Pond behind the prairie area. Jackpot Pond to the west of the road lies in the 60-acre mitigation area established when the building of the nearby casino destroyed natural wetland areas along the Ohio River. This mitigation area is owned by the Lawrenceburg Conservancy District and is part of the levee system. Water from the low-lying business park west of US 50 is collected and pumped into the mitigation area and drained to the Ohio River. This is another area where fishing birds and hunting birds can often be seen in the trees, on the water, or over the prairie area. Along this road are several acres of agricultural fields owned by Oxbow Incorporated and leased to local farmers. Income from these leases helps support the work of Oxbow Incorporated, and farmers are obligated by the lease to leave a small portion of the planted crop unharvested in order to provide winter food for the wintering residents of the Oxbow floodplain. In these fields are also two active archaeological sites. One, a native people's village dating to the Fort Ancient cultural period from about 800 AD to 1500 AD. The other, a native people's village dating to the Hopewell cultural period from about 500 BC to 800 AD. These are just two of the many prehistorical native people's sites located in the floodplain and in the hills above the floodplain. These sites occur with high frequency along the Great Miami River, which in the prehistorical period, before written history, served as a major highway of travel, communication, and trade for the native peoples.